The biggest ticket item on most town meeting ballots on Tuesday was the local school budget proposal, and voters by and large were in a giving mood. Based on results so far, only three districts saw their spending plans shot down. That happened in Barry, Georgia, and Wolcott. The 83 other districts that VPR has confirmed results for all saw their budget proposals get approved. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has been tracking these votes, and he's here to put them in some context for us. Hey, Pete.
Hello, Henry.
So town meeting day looked different this year, and a number of towns postponed their budget votes until later this spring. So what proportion of districts had budget votes on Tuesday?
Definitely the majority of them, Henry. There are 115 school districts in Vermont. All but 20 of those districts have now put their budget proposals to voters. Of the ones that have put out their votes, we still have a few stragglers out there that we don't have results from yet. What we know as of now, though, is that voters have approved budget votes in 83 districts and rejected budgets in only three districts. That success rate is high even by Vermont standards, where voters have historically been pretty supportive of local school spending plans. I talked to Jeff Francis earlier today, and he's the head of the Vermont Superintendents Association. And he said he thinks the pandemic figured pretty prominently in people's minds when they went to the polls yesterday.
I think that the electorate understands what schools are up against, and they are supporting the work that's being done in schools right now.
It really is difficult, Henry, to overstate the enormity of the task that teachers, bus drivers, custodial staff, paraeducators, and school administrators have taken on over the last year. And the high rate of success in budget votes yesterday seems to be a sign that voters appreciate the job those folks are doing.
Yeah, right. Well, the pandemic has added significant costs to school districts. Did school boards have to ask for large increases in spending as a result of that?
You're correct, Henry. The pandemic has been an enormous cost driver for students, and this problem is compounded by the fact that the tax base we rely on to pay for public schools in Vermont is simultaneously facing its own headwinds, right? I mean, there are still a lot of people without jobs, still a lot of people dealing with financial stresses related to the pandemic. Sue Siglowski is the head of the Vermont School Boards Association, and I asked her earlier today how boards are navigating that tension.
They're focused on the needs of the students and also mindful of what their communities will support.
And they were mindful, Henry. The overall increase in school spending based on the budgets that have been proposed this year is a little less than 2%, which is less than the rate of inflation. There's a reason, though, that boards were able to do that, and that's because they know there are significant federal coronavirus relief dollars waiting in the wings to help schools deal with some of the costs they're going to have to face later this year. We know a lot of students are struggling mightily as a result of these virtual learning environments they've been in. A lot of those students are going to require intensive interventions, both academic and emotional, in order to recover from everything they've gone through during this pandemic. Unfortunately, Vermont school districts are slated to receive about $130 million in federal funds during the next fiscal year. That comes out to more than $1,500 a student. And foreknowledge of that money being there really allowed school boards to avoid the kind of massive budget increases we might have otherwise seen.
Well, finally, Pete, property taxes are the main source of revenue for education spending here in Vermont. And there's already a lot of concern in Vermont over how high property tax rates are. So how will yesterday's budget votes affect tax rates for homeowners and businesses?
Yeah, the property tax is the brass tax when it comes to the effect of these school budget proposals. And up until about a month ago, it was looking dire. Even with just that 2% increase in education spending, the Scott administration was forecasting a property tax rate hike of nearly 10% next year. And that's because some of the other revenues that support education spending looked to be drying up as a result of the pandemic. Those revenues recovered, though, recovered shockingly well, actually. And that allowed House lawmakers to pass a bill last month that would send statewide rates for homeowners and businesses up by about 3%. It's not nothing, but it's a far cry from the 9% we were looking at the beginning of the year. And there are a lot of education officials who say that that reduction in proposed rates is one of the reasons that school budget proposals met with such success yesterday.
That's VPR's Pete Hirschfeld. Pete, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And VPR has coverage of lots more town meeting results. You can listen to and read all of our stories at vpr.org.